you. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. This is something you should listen to.
Eclectic Dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio. Monday. 6 to 8.
You motherfucker. Kneel before Zod.
We'll be right back.
acid rock, progressive rock, kraut rock, out jazz, experimental music, electronica, the avant-garde, and sounds from various undergrounds, then you should tune in, turn on, and drop by the Sonic Subversion Show with Brian Cox every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on Radio Valencia.
Chills that go up my spine, he'll whisper, sign and cosign. There's something about a mom, oh man. There's something about a Monroe man. The way he tries to explain his selling plan. Although his roots may be square, he's something right out of hand. There's something about a Monroe man. I dig his scientific floating notations, his factorials and reciprocals are such an something about a Monroe man. I know that I'll always be a loyal fan. Smoother than Burma shade, destiny made me his slave. I'm crazy about a Monroe man. There's something about a Monroe man. He'll never turn out to be an also-ran. He's suave and to deblaze. Wonder I am in a daze. I'm crazy about a Monroe man. There's something about a Monroe man. If he blows in my ear, I'll follow him to Japan. His voice is as clear as a bell. He's got me under his spell. I'm crazy about a Monroe man. I dig his scientific floating notations, his factorial. He's cool, but he's dynamite. His style of loving is something Boston Goodman. I'm crazy about this Monroe man.
Burn, baby! This is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat. And when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia because they play that good root shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
Jesus Christ. Make the gal fall in love with Jesus Christ. Yes, we long, we're strong. We're physicality, yes, we long, we're strong. We're physicality, long, come on, from the jump. We push it along, long, strong. Physicality, long, strong.
Maurice Tenney from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
V10997, take one. V10997, take two.
Faithful reproduction of sound. Brilliant highs and rich low notes. The vivid realism of the orchestra right here in front of you. The sound you're hearing is achieved not only by musicians, but also by the creative effort, technical know-how, and the recording industry's many priceless secrets, making your records come alive like this. Few people, except artists and technicians, are permitted behind closed doors at a recording session. But we're going to open those doors and learn how these exciting sounds are created.
Okay, boys, from the top.
The conductor begins his rehearsal, even though he's forced to hear his orchestra as an audience never will. Notice how different it is to the ears of the conductor in the studio. Even though this is the same music you heard in the overture a moment ago, now you're hearing it just as the musicians and the conductor must, completely out of balance. Inside the booth, things are beginning to happen, because balancing an orchestra is the job of the producer and the engineer. They control over a dozen strategically placed microphones. With these, they can correct a poorly balanced sound like this, where the brass overpower the orchestra. And bring every section into its proper perspective, like this. Much better, but still not a sound that satisfies the producer's trained ear. For he not only balances the sections, but also every instrument within a section, each on a separate mic.
Carl, let's try to get a balance on the rhythm section. How about starting with the bass?
Okay, Bob.
Sensitive, true balancing is sometimes forgotten when producers reach into their bag of tricks for special balancing techniques.
We're not getting a good dance sound. Let's bring up the rhythm.
Record companies constantly try to startle the public with their revolutionary new sound. Often ear-shattering, and sometimes a more subtle blending to create a special tone color.
You can bring up the vibes a little bit low. The vibes are good now. Let's bring in a little more clarinets. Too much clarinets, drop them a shade. Yeah, that's a lot better.
That's very good. Now let's go on. How about checking our string mic, Carl? Can you find a good string spot?
Okay. Let's take the pickup to bar 13, strings only.
Besides balancing with microphones, engineers must choose the correct type for each instrument. Here's how a microphone of the finest quality, but one normally used for piano pickup, might sound if it were mistakenly used to record strings. Now, with the proper microphone. Now that the mics are set, the engineer turns to another element, reverberation or echo, to add new dimensions. Most studios, because of rigid soundproofing requirements, produce an acoustically dead, colorless tone. By using echo chambers, the engineer can add any amount of echo, even too much, making our orchestra sound as if it's playing in Grand Central Station. But with just the right amount of reverberation, the dimension of realism is attained. Sometimes tape repeat echo can be used in place of echo chambers for special trick effects, like this. Or for people from outer space, listen to it backwards. Other tools available to the engineer, such as equalizers and filters, can be used to alter sounds in various ways. Here, the engineer takes the sound back to 1925. Which brings us up to date. No matter how many engineering tricks the producer uses, he still can't make a record without musicians. Striving for perfection, the orchestra is now on take 11. But because recording sessions place everyone under extreme tension, accidents can still happen.
Too bad, Carl, but it was great up to the clam. Let's pick it up from there and we'll intercut later.
At this point, a new skill is introduced when we meet the tape editor, who splices several pieces of tape from many performances to create the one perfect master tape. Here he replaces the one bad phrase with the phrase properly played so perfectly that it will fool even the most experienced ear. The session continues. Musicians, engineers, conductor, producer, and many others have combined to create a polished performance from the crude sound we first heard. Microphone balance, equalization, reverberation, intercutting, and the many other secrets of engineering have all played important parts in reaching the finished master take.
Sounds like we have a master.
Great. Let's rewind it and hear a playback.
And now we're ready to hear the final product.
Rolling.
B10,997, take 12.
Thank you.
Johnson. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to meet a friend of mine. This is Judson Fountain.
Did you say get a little drunk and fall in jail?
Listen, I'd like to give you why don't you give us a little sample of what you're going to
well,
do
I
on
did
the show.
Shows. The next time I'm on your show, Frank, I won't look this bummy. I'm going to play an old man like this.
I'm coming out to get you. I'm going to kill you.
And if I'm allowed to, I'd like to have Don Costello to play the part of the drunk whipping.
Okay, that'll be fine.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is my name, Jane Hancock. You know what? When I'm in San Francisco, I listen to Radio Valencia. This is the best. Don't you ever forget it.
Boom. Thank you.